Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to Monday. Ooh, Monday, yes. I hope everybody's off to a very good start on your Monday morning or afternoon. Yeah, really, it's afternoon here, so I would think most people I'm talking to would either be late afternoon or evening. It seems to be a lot of East Coast listeners, which is good. It'd be about dinner time, right? So you're putting aside dinner to listen to me. Okay, whatever. That's fine, yes. Where you listen, a lot of people listen to the archive version, so they listen to it anytime, night or day, which I appreciate a whole lot. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, soul readings. But let me explain before I get into the calls and talk to people about soul readings and that sort of thing. I've been thinking a lot about myself lately and what I do and how I do it. And in my earlier life, in my earlier incarnation in this life, and a lot of things I did were a lot about marketing. Like writing material, marketing material, promotional material for companies that I work for, individuals that I work for, and even writing advertising copy. So it was about marketing. But I don't find myself marketing myself that well. So I thought to myself, what's the problem? What is the problem there? So I kind of detached myself. You have to kind of separate yourself. Anybody who's in business for themselves or does a therapeutic type business or wants to do this kind of work, you almost have to separate yourself from yourself, if that makes any sense at all. You have to look at yourself as the marketeer, and then you look at yourself as your skill set, and you have to divorce yourself from yourself. So I've been looking at myself from, okay, this is George, the spiritual coach, and this is George the marketeer. So how does George the marketeer approach George the spiritual coach? So as if I'm a separate person and I'm going to market this spiritual coach. And I've been doing that, and it works really well because I came up with this concept that I will share with you real quickly, and I'll get to the calls. It's the micro and the macro approach to my work. Well, let me explain the macro first. This is really macro because I'm reaching out to people in group. I'm doing, you know, a radio show, and I'm presenting articles, and I'm talking to people about soul readings and some other things, and also my group meditations and my group channeling and books that I'm working on are a macro approach. Now, the micro approach, which I'll talk a little bit about, is individual sessions. And this is more of a macro here because it's not really in depth as an individual session or even a soul reading. Because as the individual session, as a soul reading, and how this breaks down, is the soul reading is really telling about where you need to go in your life, what your soul is telling you, where you should be going, your purpose, where you should be going, what are the blocks, what is keeping you from getting there, all that stuff. Not necessarily predictions about what's going to happen in the future because you're creating your own future. But you're booking yourself from your future. That I'm really running through this quick, and I can get into more details. So the next approach on the micro approach to that is therapeutic meditation. And I have an article which will play in really well for this because it's basically I can show you how my tools work based on this article, which I'll get into. So it's therapeutic meditation. It's about, okay, this is where your soul wants to go. What's blocking you from getting there? And let's change the belief system. Let's change the emotional base to move to where you want to go. So there's a couple different parts of it. And again, channeling, talking to spirit, helping them, but I won't get into too much in that. So I have some calls. So I've got an article I wanted to cover today, and it was about a transformational guide for living happy, joyous, and freedom. And as I go through this article, I take some calls, you'll see how my approach to what I do ties in a lot with what the authors were talking about here, and I'll kind of show you how I would do it in the different steps that they have here, and which I thought was really kind of I stumbled on this, you know, like spirit says do this, and then you kind of go, okay, I'm going to do this. So let me take a couple calls. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with this. It's the system. So I might have to buy a new mic. I don't know why. It's Blog Talk, maybe AT&T. Maybe I need a faster server. I don't know. Let me take your call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Who am I speaking
to? Okay, hi. My name is Sunithia.
Okay, and how are you today? Sunithia, right?
Right. I'm not doing too good.
Okay. Well,
What drew me to your show is that, you know, you said you do soul readings, and I just really need to know why, like, so many people just hate me. It's like I'm not a bad person, and, like, I'm not evil, malicious. I don't do anything to try and hurt anyone else, but people just don't like me. And people are just, like, really, really disrespectful to me. And
okay.
I just don't understand why. It's been like this pretty much my whole life. I'm almost 40. And
right.
I just don't know why this is continuing to happen. And,
okay, let me give you one idea here. And you may or may not agree with this, but this is the sense I'm getting and from Spirit and also from you. You know what happens? We get into patterns in our life. We get into habits. We don't necessarily do this on the conscious level. We do this. Your intent is not for this to happen to you, correct?
Right.
Okay. But you get into a loop because you get into a pattern of meeting the same kind of people or being around the same kind of people. And the people that you're around generate people like that because people run in packs. Like that. People, you know, like attracts like, right?
Okay.
So you continue to loop into this pattern of people. You know, it's like, yeah, it's hard to explain because other than moving to Alaska to get away from these people, it's almost like you get trapped into thinking about these people and then you attract more of them. Okay? So, I would suggest, and this is kind of what I'm hearing for you, because you almost have to break ties with most people you know who do this to
you. I am completely estranged from, like, my entire family.
Okay.
And
now you need to create in your life. You have to think in terms of creating in your life. Your soul and your essence doesn't want to be beat up. God does not want you to get continually beat up by other people. Absolutely not. This is karma. This is not destiny. This is none of the crazy stuff. Nothing. None of that in your case, okay? This is just a pattern, a loop, you know? It's like certain things happen to us. We just get in loops. You're doing a good job of breaking it by breaking away from those people. But now, as you create new friends through things that you love to do and things that you enjoy doing, you just have to put up your guard a little bit for the kind of people that you meet. And if they start to get into that pattern, you move away. I really believe and feel that for you that you can break this pattern pretty quickly. If you've isolated yourself from those negative thinking people, because they're showing love, right?
Say that again, because you're kind of breaking up.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happening. I have no idea. These people are not showing you love, correct?
Right.
So to shift the pattern, you almost like you have to ask God, bring into my life people who are love-based and not fear-based. And for whatever reason, they're jealous of you, they're envious of you, they resent you for whatever reason. Those are fear-based people. That's their own insecurities. People put down people because of their insecurities, okay? So what you're really trying to do now is to create into your life or manifest it in your life, asking and praying about people who are love-based. You just got into a really vicious pattern of attracting intentionally and consciously negative people. Okay? Follow me?
I hear you.
And now that you've got your ties from most of those, you can pray and ask for love-based people to come into your life, and you will create them. And you have to you have to think in terms of, I'm only going to attract love-based people in my life. No more negative people. No more fear-based people. And you'll change. It'll start opening up for you. Because that stuff starts at an early age. It starts at when you're a child. Even with your sibling, your families, if they're fear-based people, they're just going to continue to drag on it. Because you've been trying to be a very positive person most of your life, right?
Yeah.
And people see that. And they don't want you to be like that. They want you to be like them. That's why they go off on you. Because they want you to be like them. Negative. If they were love-based people, they would encourage you, they would appreciate you, they would build you up, but they're not. You follow me on this? That's what I'm hearing for you. Just asking God to bring into your life love-based people and not fear-based.
Okay.
It'll change because you're already letting go of those people that are fear-based, right?
Right, but it's just like every time I go somewhere to work, I start a new job, and just a group of people just hate me immediately. I just don't understand it.
Once again, you unfortunately, you've got into that loop, and somehow you're putting out that energy. Just shift your energy. Shift your. It's not even a thinking so much of, I'm going to be negative. Just shift your energy and to be very positive, upbeat, a love-based person, and ask, you're in your job now where it's a problem?
Say that
is
again.
It a problem
Sorry,
now?
You were breaking.
Is
yeah,
it a problem
yeah.
At your job now? Okay, I'll give you one little bit of advice, and I've seen people do this, and it seems kind of hokey, but it does work, okay? When you go to work, and you don't have to verbally say this to people, you don't have to be telling this, but as soon as you start to see these people at work, just think to yourself, I love you, I'm going to send you love energy. I love you, and I'm going to send you love energy. And just hold love for them. Just hold love. Not, you don't have to verbalize it and say it to them, but just send out that energy of love to all these people. And gradually, one or two things are going to happen. A, they're going to move away from you. They don't want that energy coming to them. Or they're going to soften a bit. A, they're going to either just leave you alone, or, now I'm not saying immediately, but over time, a little bit of time, or they will start to soften a little bit because you're showing love. From your heart, send them love. Okay?
Okay.
Try that. I mean, it's. I've seen it happen, and I've seen it work, and I've known people who do that, and people shift. For that, they go away.
Okay,
try it.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, have a good week. You will. It'll change for you. It will change.
Okay.
You have to believe that there's change in your near future.
I believe
take
a lot
care.
Of things. It,
okay. Thanks. You take care. Okay. Bye now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a friend, and it's part of the law of attraction, and it's there's some principles of the law of attraction. One of the principles of the law of attraction is like attracts like, and that you can, and even from a quantum physics level, even from this energy field level, if you're sending out a certain energy field, which is, let's say, love in this case, joy, love, happiness, positive energies, it does influence other people. They do feel it. If you ever walk into a room where everybody's grumpy, you can just feel the negativity in the air, where everybody's just kind of a bad mood. But if you ever walk into a room where there's a party going on and people are having fun, don't you feel that energy? Fun, the party energy. Don't you want to get caught up into it? Unless you're grumpy yourself, right? But so that's that energy. So you can create energy fields around you by the energy you put off. And you're putting out this positive love energy. You can influence other people. Try it. It works. It really does. It really does. And if you can get one person to go with you on in the same direction that you're going and energy, and it compounds itself, the next thing you know, the whole group of people is much more positive than it was. So it's about shifting the energy. And some people can't take positive energy. They don't want to be around it. They may fight a little bit at first, but they will go away. Eventually, they will go away because it's like shining light on dark and the dark disappears. Okay? Let me get too much further into that. Anybody else want to call it soul readings? Sometimes it's easier when I'm offline than when I'm online with somebody, but her soul really wants that lady that called in. Her soul wants her to be happy. Her essence, her higher self, her God self, really wants her to be happy and to shut out and shut down the negativity around her and not play into it. That's a tough one because you have to live with it. But if you shut it down by putting out light, light into the dark will open up, will lighten the dark. That makes sense. Yeah, be the light. You know what Jesus talked about, taking the light. Don't cover your light with a bushel basket. So don't hide your light because you're around negative people. Show your light. Show your love. Show your joy. And that will affect other people in a positive way. So let me get into this article that will help, and it will explain a little bit more about what I do in the individual sessions. And I'd love you to, because this is just meant to be a quickie. It's not meant to be the everything that I can ever do for you in 3 minutes or less. Okay? So let me get into the article, because it'll explain a little bit more about this idea of change. Okay. So the article is written, and it doesn't give me, no, the authors, this is taken from the works of, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, yes. Exploring your hopes and dreams. Your journey into consciousness begins by exploring your hopes and dreams. This is the first step in claiming your truth. To explore your hopes and dreams, consider these questions. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. No wonder this didn't sound right. Okay, let me go back to your first page in this article. The Spirit Recovery Medicine Bag, so it's based on. The following exercises from the book are highly transformational. You will be awakening aspects of yourself that you have possibly been out of touch with for a long time. The Spirit Recovery Medicine Bag draws on Native American and shamanistic practices, Eastern practices, universal spiritual pathways, and a medicine bag of other heart-opening methodologies developed by two seasoned experts, Lee McCormick and Mary Faulkner. Readers are given the tools to step away from addictive, compulsive behaviors that hold them back so they experience real happiness, joy, as their spirit soars, living happy and joyous and free. And that's the introduction to this discussion, and I'm going to tie in what I do in relation to this. Okay. Exploring your hopes and dreams. Okay, your journey into consciousness begins by exploring your hopes and dreams. This is the first step of claiming your truth. To explore your hopes and dreams, consider these questions. I like this because this is really good, and we all should look at these questions from time to time. If you want to move forward, you feel stuck, or you just want to see, what is my purpose now? Because purpose changes at 20 and 40 and 60 and 80. Our purposes shift through our lives. So think about these questions, and I'll post this on Facebook for those who know me on Facebook, and you can read it there and take some more time to dwell on it, but I'll go through this rather quickly. What do I long for? First question for yourself. What do I long for? What does it feel like? An interesting question. What does it feel like? Because you get in touch with your emotions here. What about life hooks my imagination? I like that one. What about life hooks my imagination? What does that feel like? So I think I use the word feel here, because feel is really important emotionally, being emotionally attached to what you want. So What would I do if I weren't afraid? Yeah, what if there are no boundaries? What if they had no fear in your life of doing what you wanted to do? What would I do if I weren't afraid? And what would fearlessness feel like? Notice that repeated thought about what would it feel like? What's the emotion attached to that? Writing down your answers in your journal makes them more powerful. Sharing them with someone else makes them even more powerful. Now, I would be careful who I share with. I was reading this, and I'm going, yeah, there's some people you just don't want to share with, right? No, because they're going to be all negative. Well, transformation is personal. It happens best when we work together. Keep your list handy, as you will be referring back to it during these exercises as you practice them in the future. Yeah, I will post this to Facebook, and if you want to read this for yourself at another time, excellent. So, if you're joining me on Facebook, I'll post it there. So let me move on to the next one. And as I go through this, I'll explain a little bit more of what I do and how I help you in the same process. Dreaming the new dream. I like that. Dreaming the new dream. Find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted for an hour or so. Get comfortable, relax, and allow yourself to get in touch with your deep hopes and dreams. Now, meditation is really good for this. Kind of editorializing a little bit. You might begin with the questions we often ask kids. What do you want to do when you grow up? Where do I want to be in 5 years would be another one. If you have any trouble finding an answer, give the question more than once. Now, here's another way of doing that. And they don't talk about this, but this is something you can do, and I learned in school, is that you can sit down with a piece of paper and you can ask that same question. Write it down. The question is, what do I want to do when I grow up? What do I want to do in the next 2 years? Whatever the question is, something very similar. Write that question down and immediately put a word or a sentence behind that. Like, what do I want to do when I grow up? Be a doctor. Okay, so that's an answer. Okay, but then go down the page. Do that about 30 times. Write that same question out and immediately give an answer. And as you go down the page and as you get into the 10th, the 15th, 20th time of doing that, and always go with the first response. Don't think about your answers. Just go with the first thing that comes to you. And by the time you get to this close to the bottom of the page, you'll start seeing a pattern. You'll start seeing that your soul is answering you. You get past the ego answers, the conscious answers, and you start digging into the subconscious answers. You start seeing a pattern, or you might see the same word or the same expression over and over again as you get further down the page. Then you're isolating. You went, yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, how does that feel when you get there? You're getting into the feel part. Okay, so let me read the rest of theirs, and that's how I would do it in a quiet place. You could do it in meditation, but that's very effective. In my therapeutic meditations with people, I would take you to the same place. And in a subconscious place, I would take you to so that you're not in the conscious mind, but in your subconscious mind, and ask the same questions. And have you write it in your subconscious place and in a visualization on a chalkboard or on a piece, you know, just but from the subconscious. And you would see it would go quicker. It would go much quicker because you're already there to answer that question. So there is no need to rush to find your answers. Your brain is wired for curiosity and creativity. It likes wondering, and it will find your answer. You don't have to know before you know. So that's either the process of going into a therapeutic meditation to do this or doing it on your own by writing it all out. That's how I would suggest. Next, change the focus of your career goals to the type of person you want to be. What qualities or characteristics do you want to embody? And you could do the same thing with a piece of paper. What characteristics do I want? What do I want to be? What do I want to present to the world? And then start answering that. For example, transformation encourages us to live from the heart, cultivate a positive mind, be of service, live honestly. What values or characteristics would this require? For example, creativity, bravery, humor, cooperation, peace. So what attributes do I want to show the world as in my purpose? Start writing them out. Start journaling them. In your journal, make a list and don't worry about how you can develop these qualities. They are on the human hard drive. You just have to download them and live them. From the items on your list, pick the top three ones you most want to have in your life. Now select one and imagine how it feels to have this quality. Notice the word feel or emotion. What's the emotional attachment to that word? Like creativity. How does it feel when you think about being creative? How does that feel to you? Having a great sense of humor, and how does that feel? Or being at peace. Well, that's really a feeling, isn't it, to be at peace? Keep imagining your life with these qualities until you feel it physically. Notice where in your body the feeling resonates. Toxic beliefs that cloud your new vision begin to come to mind, giving you the opportunity to choose to invest in them further and let them go. And we'll talk more about that. Some will dissolve on their own. Others require deeper investigation. This is you transforming into you. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next part of this. This is really very interesting. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, and please do, and you can read through this. So in my micro working with people, the soul reading itself is to help you to clarify these things a little bit more. And then the intuitive or the meditation process, the therapeutic meditation, is to help you to open up these a bit more, to get more clarity of where you want to go. Now, I sometimes go into past lives or future lives, but we won't talk about that right now. Let me see if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay, so we're moving right along. We'll get more into this. Let me jump into another subject related to this. And it has to do with your DNA, your genes, and how you have genes that you can turn on and off for certain things. And I've been reading a book, and it's a very fascinating book by a gentleman. I can get back to the book here. I do a lot of e-book reading. And his name is David R. Hamilton. And the title of the book, it's The Thought That Counts. Now, Mr. Hamilton, he has a PhD, and he worked for pharmaceutical companies, and he developed drugs. But he got really turned on to this idea of your DNA, about your thoughts, and the relationships between emotions and thoughts, and changing who you are by through your emotions and thoughts. And he talks about that your DNA, that you can turn on certain aspects of your DNA. Let's say you have a humor DNA, believe it or not, and you have a DNA. Well, let me give you his example. He was talking about as growing up, his mother loved to jump. She loved to high jump as a kid, and she would always talk about high jumping. And she loved to high jump, and she high jumped in school. And he grew up with this to watch athletes with his family, in particular the Olympic Games. And he was inspired by his mother that he would daydream about being an athlete, competing in major championships. He even tried out in his 20s for a UK. He was Scotland. Athletic clubs that he could run, but found out that he didn't quite as a sprinter. So a few days later, he went to the track and he was working out. He was jumping, like long jumping. You know what that is? You know, you run and then you jump and see how far you can jump. Not as high, but just as far as you can jump. And the coach who was there recognized, wow, you're doing really well for an untrained person. 6.5 meters, which is 21.5 feet. And the coach was impressed, and then he started working out and being trained to be a jumper, and he actually joined their team as a long jumper. And he said that there is most likely a jumping gene. And the reason this uses this as an example, because there's genes for a lot of different things. But you notice, if going back to his discussion, he became very familiar with it. He visualized himself doing this. He surrounded himself with this energy of being an athlete and jumping. So the right genes might have simply been turned on because of the thoughts, feelings, and motivation I was exposed to my mother's love of jumping. These mental and emotional experiences have written a new genetic program, switching on specific genes that cause my muscles to develop and transform in a way. Ability would therefore have been dependent on whether I had inherited an athletic gene or not. He changes his genes. He's basically saying, I changed my genes. Okay? And then a little bit later on in this whole thing, let me try to find the little section. Okay, and there's probably no limits to what any of us can be. All of us have Olympic athlete gene waiting to be expressed. And the great artist, sculptor, musician, actor, scientist, writer, teacher, peacemaker, lover, parent, genius, and healer gene. It's all in our DNA, just waiting for what for you to want it and have faith that you can be it. And how do you turn it on? Well, he did it by visualization. He saw himself doing it. Okay? He saw himself doing it. He visualized himself doing it. Athletes do that all the time. Athletes visualize the game before they play. Golfers visualize the holes. They walk the courses. They know the holes. They visualize the shots before they do it. So, in my macro, micro approach to helping you, that's kind of the micro thing where we sit, we go through this process of visualization, seeing yourself do what you want to do, programming yourself to be the artist, the teacher, the whatever it is that you've isolated. So that's the next step. So let's get into the next step in this article, which is kind of related to this, from getting rid of the limitations, taking the top quality you identified in the second part of the exercise two, close your eyes and breathe down into your belly, speaking to your wise mind, the intuitive part of you. Ask what gets in the way of fully living the quality you have chosen to embody for yourself. If you choose quality creativity, ask, what is blocking me from experiencing my creativity? Now, I have exercises that we can do, and working with somebody else, sometimes it's easier to pull that out from the subconscious level. What is holding me back? What are my fears? What are my beliefs that are holding me back? Sit quietly with the question while you deep memory searches the files. Did someone tell me I wasn't creative or beautiful or handsome or wonderful? Yeah, we get our programs at a very early age, don't we? We get programmed. Did I believe it? Or did I need to believe it now? There may be more than one message or belief involved. But you don't have to locate every single thing that's part of the block. Often one or two toxic messages will unlock the whole mess. And it could be, you know, going through the process and going through the subconscious mind. You know, what is holding me back from? What is the belief that's holding me back from whatever it is? It could be, I'm not worthy. I was told I was not worthy. And even regressing back to that age and going through that experience, and you can get rid of it. Okay. The process is natural. Allow it to happen rather than putting demands on yourself. There may be more than one message or belief involved, but you don't have to locate every single one that's part of the block. And there's a way of asking yourself, am I done here? Have I moved on? Have I taken care of all of them? Have I released myself? But you don't have to, okay. So often one or two toxic messages will unlock the whole mess. This process is natural. Allow it to happen rather than putting demands on yourself. Now, if you read this, you go through it, you say, hey, I want to do this sort of thing, but you're getting blocked. It doesn't seem to be flowing. That's why you would ask somebody to help you, do it, to help you open up, to find those messages, find those toxic things, those beliefs that aren't working, and the emotions attached to them. Because there's certain emotions that are attached to each one of these beliefs that hold you back. Moving on to the next one. Okay, let me check if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay. Tools for Awakening, a transformation guide for living happy, joyous dreams. It's a great article, and it ties really into what I was talking about, the macro and the micro approach to my work. Okay. Anything less than loving yourself indicates that you're living a nightmare, not dreaming an awakened dream. This exercise will help you get out of the bad dream into one that was written in your heart by your creator. Talk, write, or draw pictures about your transformed self, your ideal self, till you feel the feelings of it and it begins to feel like it's yours. Notice when in your body you feel these emotions and breathe into these areas, grounding them in your body-given life. Now, I would do this with you at the subconscious level, through visualizations, through meditation, to visualize yourself in the place you want to be. And actually, we can even go forward in like a progression of into your life. Where do you see yourself? Let's see you a year from now doing something that you want to be doing, and what does that look like? How is your life? Let's take you to those places and see you doing what you want to be doing. Okay, practice consciously breathing into the feelings of the sense of your ideal self for several minutes each night as you're going to sleep, and again when you first wake up. At those times, at intervals throughout the day, the brain naturally slows down, and you're called alpha brain waves, a highly creative or healing state of mind. During those intervals, energizing your dream is most effective. Now, again, therapeutic meditation, we go to those places. We go to that theta mind or that alpha mind and get you out of the beta, the day-to-day thinking mind. Get you out of the ego and into your soul. As you imagine your ideal life and your transformed life, notice what blocks you from fully entering into this new dream. Notice where your mind wants to take you. For example, you might find it things like wake up and get real, you're just daydreaming, life isn't like that. Yeah, all that negativity. But if you get into the deep state and you're not doing this from a conscious place, it's easier to bypass all that and really create the vision of where you want to be. And using Dr. Hamilton's ideas and theories, what you're doing is you're changing your DNA. You're changing your genes. You're opening up a gene. You're turning on a gene to be what you want to be. You can turn that gene on by your visualizations, by constant practice of this visualization. Okay, we'll skip their next section here. We'll move on. Okay. The last part of this whole discussion from these people. I think it's really very fascinating. We only have a few minutes left, so let me get into this real quick. When you have identified the blocks and ready to give them up, create a ceremony in which you will symbolize letting them go and allowing them to transform. Fire and water are traditional symbols of transformation. Letting go of beliefs we have carried through life can be challenging. It can be totally possible. It's not unusual to repeat and repeat and repeat your efforts, each time reaching deeper into yourself. Now, real quick, I'll give you a little exercise that this works. And you can use your chakras. I would use your solar plexus, your heart chakra area. And I would come up with the emotion that's related to the belief that you have. That's negative. That's holding you back. What is your block? See, what does it feel like? And take that feeling and put it in a ball in front of you. And take and attach any of the words, or beliefs that are attached to this feeling. And visualize them in a ball in front of you. It could be bright red, or it could be whatever color you see them to be. And just breathe deeply, and then release that ball and see fire come and just dissipate. And take it away. Just burn it off. Just burn off that ball of that negativity, of those beliefs and those feelings that are holding you back, those emotions that are holding you back, and the thoughts that are attached to the emotions. So you take the emotions And you take the thoughts and you put them in this ball. And then you breathe out. And you see this ball just dissipate. And then you flip quickly into an emotion that you want to be. Peace, joy, love. Fill that void with those positive emotions. And the more you do this, the more you take that energy, those beliefs, and the emotions attached to those beliefs, and the more you see them in this ball in front of you, or fill them in a balloon from your solar plexus, and it gets bigger and bigger, and you fill it, and all of a sudden just fire comes and blows it up. And you release it, and you just blow it out. It's gone. And then you go and you fill yourself with the feelings of love and joy and peace, tranquility, positive emotions. Fill with positive and just feel those positive emotions. And feel yourself now holding on to your dreams, holding on to your goals, and attach those positive emotions to those goals and dreams. That's how it works. Simply, that's how it works. It may take more than just one session, and this is kind of the macro approach to it, where I'm looking at it as an overview. This is a way to work on this. First of all, identifying where you want to go, and then working on getting there and releasing what's holding you back. Now, it could be anything in your life. It could be a new job. It could be a relationship. You've had problems with developing relationships in the past. So it's your soul saying about relationships. Why aren't you able to develop relationships? So then it's, in a more intense session, identifying the beliefs related to about a relationship that are holding you back and blowing them up and putting in positive beliefs about yourself, positive beliefs about what you can have. Okay. So that's what the work is all about, and that's what I want to help people with, of doing that. And so, and if anyone wants to, you know, either through a really quick session of just looking at a soul reading, and you can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, my website, my Facebook page, and we can set up a session. I do have an introductory session on my website, which is a few minutes, and it's only a few dollars, and we can touch base on this. And then go from there and develop it even further. And we don't have to do it in person, but we need to do it, let's say, through Skype or something where I can actually physically see you. Or if you live in the Los Angeles area, we can actually meet in person, but it doesn't have to be in person. If we can video chat, we can do these sessions. It's not a problem. It's actually very easy to do. And in the session, the full session is probably anywhere from a half hour to 50 minutes, depending on the person. So if you're interested in going through the process of creating a new life, contact me. Okay, so that's a little bit of the commercial, and that's a little bit what I do. And that's, yeah, but you can change it. You can change where you're at. Now, I was some other articles I was going to get into, and I don't have time to that. I only have a minute and a half. And I see people have kind of checked out of the chat room. I was kind of hoping to talk to some other people about this whole thing. And I was just going to give you one other quick tip, if I can find it for you, about on the subject of how to tip of loving yourself. And in this article about loving yourself even more, embrace positive affirmations. And I would say appreciations or affirmations. And a way to jump on board with the loving every bit of yourself is by changing your attitude through positive affirmations. Get a book of positive affirmations, write them out, put them somewhere, you know, cut them out, put them out so that you see them every day. One beautiful positive affirmation that you can do every day is just look in the mirror and go, I love you. You're an amazing person. You're going to have an amazing, beautiful, productive day. And just look in the mirror and go, I love you. You're fantastic. Just that simple affirmation, it can make a huge difference if you do it consistently every day. I love you. You're incredible. You're going to have an amazing day. It's going to be very productive. You're going to manifest the things that you want in your life. I love you. And speaking to yourself, of course. So it's been fun. I've had fun today. really had a lot of fun. So I love you guys. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow, but have a great evening. Thank you.